Easter Sunday is not about colored eggs or chocolate rabbits or new spring dresses and finery. Easter Sunday is about Jesus Christ risen from the dead. This is not a spiritual resurrection, as some may claim, or the idea of renewal, as others may teach. Jesus rose from the dead, physically, never to die again. Oh, to be certain, he was dead on Good Friday. The soldier who pierced his heart with a spear made certain that Jesus was no longer alive. Even if he had fainted or was in a coma, as one theory says, that spear to the heart would have been fatal. He was dead when Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus placed his body in the tomb. Credible eyewitnesses saw the risen Christ Jesus. They saw the empty tomb. They spoke with Jesus. They ate with Jesus. They walked with Jesus. Over 500 people saw and heard him after the resurrection. On that Sunday morning, however, no one expected the empty tomb. Now, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early, while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. St. John is telling the story of Mary Magdalene, not the other women who went with her to wash Jesus' body and ensure he was properly prepared for burial. Mary Magdalene and the other women knew the tomb was covered with a large stone, but probably did not know about the soldier sent by Pilate to guard the tomb at the request of the chief priests and rulers of the temple. This week, we will look at John's account of this most important event in history. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.